My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As the Guardians try to whittle down those magic numbers to get into the playoffs, so we continue on with that. Should be a great crowd at the ballpark. Then you've got Nicki Minaj, who's right next door. I mean, that's going to be packed. And then the big one, you got Rod Stewart and you got Billy Joel over at Huntington Bank Field.
Well done.
Thank you. I don't know why, but I want to say something else at the end.
It's clunky. We'll get used to it. We'll get used to it.
I think it's the field part of it.
Right.
That's the you're just trying to get used to it.
It had been blank stadium. You know what? For it just hit so
me.
Long.
It just
now,
hit me. Yeah. Why? Because we're so used to saying Jacobs Field. I think to me that's in the back of my head when I say field, and you immediately revert back to your childhood, and then prenatal. You think, well, okay, Jacobs Field. That's baseball. But now we're Huntington Bank Field. So now I feel better about that.
Right. You'll get used to it. It's all gonna, you know, it. In due time, we will all get used to this.
Okay, so here's what we have laid out for you this hour. It's always a big 1 o'clock hour on a Friday before the Browns play on Sunday. You know why. You will hear from Kevin Stefanski. At least we're hoping to hear from Kevin Stefanski, especially with all the injuries going on with this team right now and all the craziness that's going on. So Kevin is scheduled to speak. We're thinking it's going to be around 1:15, 1:20, 1:30.
It will be shortly.
So somewhere in there. Okay, and then right after that, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what he had to say. And then at 1:40, it is your chance to come out strong, very, very strong, Northeast Ohio. And you know the game. It's called Quick Predicts. You tell us the score of the Browns game against Jacksonville on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline. And we keep score. We try to figure out what the actual score of the game is going to be. It's never right, but at least it's fun to try.
It makes us laugh.
Yeah, there's effort there. It's like, yeah, you know what? You make mistakes, but you're going to have some effort there. And then what you want to do later in the hour, don't do it now, 216-474-0092. But if you want to try to get in, you're more than welcome to. All right, so what we like to do to get things going in a 1 o'clock hour on a Friday, we do two keys and a lock. This week on Two Keys and a Lock, it's Dan Menigan, myself, and Andrew Hody. Are we worried about that?
Nah, we'll be fine.
You have nothing to fear, Andy. Come on.
You're already setting me off. All right, here we go. Ready? Key number one, Dan Menigan.
So key number one is you got to find easy rhythm throws for Deshaun Watson to get him in a rhythm. This has been a tumultuous week. This is not it gone out. Anybody has wanted it to go coming off of a horrible performance. Then all the then the allegation that came out earlier this week. If you are going to play him, you have got to make life easy on him early. Get him a couple easy completions, some quick slants, any even screen passes, something that he could get some confidence going and get cooking from there. Key number one is get Watson going early with something easy.
All right, key number one from Dan Menigan. Key number one from Andrew Hody.
For me, it's QB pressure on the defense. I don't think there was too much QB pressure last week from Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith, although there was some. I think it needs to be a lot better going into this week because I think the defense is going to be the key to defeating the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
All right, that's key number one from Andrew Hody. I will give you my key number one. And, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to Keith off mic, and we go through a lot of, you know, we sit down, we watch tape sometimes, we break down film. He's got a little telestrator that he has on his laptop. And so I watch him draw plays. And so Keith and I were sitting and talking about this, and we were talking about the keys to the game. And probably the biggest key I got from him going into this game is tackle. And, you know, look, the guys are on the field today, right? So we're hoping that we're going to get some production out of either Jed Wills or Jack Conklin. I got to feel like Conklin's closer to getting back on the field than Wills. Could you imagine if they had both these guys back this week? I think that would be a major improvement, and it would really, really, really help out Deshaun Watson. So my first key is just at least having one of those guys back this week. If that happens, good things happen for the Browns on Sunday starting at 1 o'clock. Now, my friends, key number two, Dan Menigan.
Key number two for me is get pressure on Trevor. When Trevor Lawrence has time to take his drops, he will pick you apart. He is good in clean pockets. He is a good quarterback in this league, but if you start to get pressure on him, you start to get him to move, and he can't exactly get the ball down the field the way that he likes to, he becomes very one-dimensional. And so that is key number two for me, is get pressure on Trevor. If you look at that game against the Dolphins, in the first half, he was able to have time. He was able to deliver the ball on time and on target to those receivers. In the second half, he only threw one pass over 10 yards. That's because the defense started getting after him. Key number two, get after Trevor.
There you have that. All right, Dan Menigan, his second key. He's getting ready to give us his lock. I can see him. He's got steam. That's coming up here in a second. Hody, key number two.
Key number two for me is Deshaun Watson. I think we need to see him throw a little bit more downfield, especially taking some shots. We really didn't see that too much on Sunday against the Cowboys. I think if Deshaun Watson throws a little bit more downfield, if we could see him be able to do that, we could start to believe more in Deshaun Watson's ability to get back to his Houston days.
All right, your key number two. My key number two is turnovers. Like, the Browns need to force a few here. I mean, you can't do it. Last week, again, they didn't cause any turnovers last week. And so, you know, they've got to force. They threw the ball away twice, right? But the defense isn't forcing turnovers. And I think that's also part of the problem when you look back at how people thought, well, the defense just didn't look right on the road. If they can force a couple turnovers in this, maybe give the offense a short field, let the offense come out quickly, get a couple points on the board, set the stage early on. You know, Trevor Lawrence didn't have the greatest passing attack last week. I really think there's an opportunity here for the Browns defense to step up and play like Dallas did last week. Let's hope they can muster the energy this week and force a couple turnovers. Wouldn't it be nice? That's key number two. All right, the big music's out now. What is this? This is the lock. You've had one key. You've had a second key. Now you get the lock. Lock it in, Dan Menigan. What is going to happen in this game?
Lock for this game for me is exactly where you went with your key number two. I think you get a couple picks in this game. I think you're going to see maybe Grant Delpit grab one. I'm going, let's say Grant Delpit grabs one. Why not? That could be a fun thing to look forward to. And I think Martin Emerson gets one as well. I have a feeling you're going to get a couple picks.
Wow, you're assigning names to this. I'm very impressed.
Why not? Let's put some names to it. Look, hey. I'm not the one you want advice for when it comes to any sort of gambling. I gave you a bad gambling beat last week telling you to take the under in that game.
I wasn't planning on doing that. Yeah, no,
I would stay away from anything I tell you. The best advice I would give you is invest in Apple stock. Don't take gambling advice from me. So that's mine. I think you get two picks out of them. I think we'll get Grant Delpit, Martin Emerson. That's my lock.
All right, Hody, I'm going to hold you to this. Next time we see you, give me your lock for the second game of the season.
My lock is the Browns defense holds the Jacksonville Jaguars to 17 points or less. They play really good shutdown-wise. I think if they get some QB pressure, they'll be in good shape. And if they can get some turnovers, like Dan said. However, I'm not picking the Browns to necessarily win the game. I just don't think the Jaguars go above 17 points.
Wait, so you think that the Browns are going to hold them under 17 and not win?
It's possible.
The NFL, man.
It's possible, but that's just a good sign from your defensive perspective. We don't know what the offense necessarily can do in a situation against Jacksonville.
Wow. All right, here is my lock. The Browns will have less than 11 penalties this week compared to last week. It is weird when you go back and look that Dallas had more yards. They also had 11 penalties for 85 yards, but the Browns had 11 penalties for 64, and it just felt horrible. So you want your offense to sing, stop putting them in third and long. You've got to be lined up. You've got to be disciplined. And by the way, if you get even one of your regular tackles back, I think you'll have the consistency that you need to make sure that you don't have the offsides or the lined up wrong or the things that were putting the Browns in a bad position last week when they were third and long, second and long. They don't need to be in that position anymore. Let's get it to second and short, third and short. And they can do that by being disciplined. There could not be anything more embarrassing for the Browns than what they did last week with the missed lineups and the just not set up right before you say hike. That can't happen. They're a professional football team, and they will do better. I got to believe they got yelled at all week. At least if I was coaching, they would have been yelled at all week. You've got to do better than 11 penalties in a game, especially when you're disrupting everything that's going on with your offense and you just can't get into a rhythm. Well, guess why? Self-inflicted. They will not be that self-inflicted this week. That's it, my friend. Two keys and a lock. Boom. Feeling pretty good about that.
It's a beautiful day. All parties involved.
All right, so we're going to stand. Are we standing by here for a second because we think that Kevin's going to step up to the podium?
Yeah, we'll hang for a little bit because we believe Kevin Stefanski will be hitting the podium at some point soon. So keep it locked in right here. We'll keep you up to date the minute he gets there in Berea.
Right, and also a reminder, quick predicts coming up a little bit later, probably right after Kevin's press conference, although Kevin doesn't tend to talk very long on Fridays. So.
No, coach pressers on Fridays are the best pressers of the week. He's in, he's out, we're done.
Ooh, well, why is that necessarily the best presser? I want information. I want news. I want to know who's going to play.
Well, you're going to get it. You'll get it off the top. You'll get who wins at the top. He'll politely answer some questions, and then he'll leave.
Okay.
And he'll do it in a shorter time period than he typically does in the other pressers.
So it sounds like from the reports that were coming out of Berea today, the only one who really missed practice today was David Njoku.
Which was expected. Yeah. Miles Garrett back on the practice field. Za'Darius Smith back on the practice field as well while the media were there. We are awaiting the injury report as it comes down. So we'll have that for you immediately. Usually Kevin Stefanski will give you some updates of who's going to play, who's not going to play.
Hmm. And then obviously they had a bunch of guys go on the IR this week. They had four players that were going on the IR, so they have to sit out at least four games. And, you know, the two big ones, Miles Harden and Juan Thornhill.
Yeah, Juan Thornhill.
And Maurice Hurst.
Hurst in there as well. And the Juan Thornhill one is big.
And Diabate, too. So all four of those guys, you know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I wonder if we get a Nick Chubb update today. I'd love to get one.
That poor dude can't kick those calf injuries, man. Poor Juan Thornhill. I feel bad for him. I think last year he dealt with a calf injury for a good chunk of the year as well, and it just continues to nag him and be a part of what he has to deal with. And he is a good player when he's on the field. He said in the preseason, you know, he said at training camp, like, hey, I was limited for a good chunk of the season with this thing. There's so much more left in the tank for me to give the Browns, and sadly he's dealing with it once again.
Hmm. All right, so we're waiting for Kevin Stefanski. We're hoping that he steps up to the podium any moment with the Browns practice out in Berea today. Again, the game you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. Kickoff is at 1, and you know, we've got the network show. I'll be over on NCX with a pregame show over there, and then with Tyvus Powell. And Ken Carman's also with us, Draw Cherry, so we take care of you in the beginning. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout, and hopefully when we come back, it'll be Kevin Stefanski at the podium.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.